Planeta Bolilor Rare.
I am Dan Alexandro Tiberio, and we are together again at the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today we will talk about a project called Enough Care. It is a project implemented by a large consortium at the United European level, initiated by the Ministry of Health from Spain. The partners are EURORDIS, the Rare Disease Europe organization, Finovatis from France, Centrum za ekonomska razkončka from Slovenia, Centrum for Sociale Innovation Austria, Karolinska Institute from Sweden, the Neuro Resource Center from Romania, which will implement a pilot research study, and the County Council of Slash, Romania. EURORDIS is a non-governmental patient-driven alliance of patient organizations and individuals active in the field of rare diseases, dedicated to improving the quality of life of all people living with rare diseases in Europe. The Romanian Prader-Willi Association and Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases are both members of EURORDIS, and Dorica Dan is a board member for more than 9 years. EURORDIS' mission is to build a strong pan-European community of patient organizations and people living with rare diseases, and to be their voice at the European level and to fight against the impact of rare diseases in their lives. EURORDIS advocates at the European level for policies that addresses the needs of patients and their families. It is active in promoting health policies and services that bring solutions to people living with rare diseases. Advocates for policies that promote the development and equitable distribution of rare disease medical products, and also initiates and participates in many activities and actively contributes to rare disease research policy development, and is a partner in many studies and initiatives and projects. Enough Care is a 3-year European project that addresses the social challenges faced by people living with rare complex conditions. Enough Care, that stands for Innovative Patient-Centered Approach for Social Care Provision to Complex Conditions, aims to bridge the gap in the coordination between medical, social, and support services in the European Union member states. Enough Care gives a voice to the social and everyday needs of people living with a rare disease and addresses the need for coordination between service providers in the European Union member states. This EU-funded project will ensure that the social needs of people living with a rare disease are voiced and taken into account. It will also support the EU and other member states in implementing necessary structural reforms in social care system by developing and testing a holistic personalized care pathway. This will mean strengthening partnerships between care providers, public, private, and civil society organizations. Enough Care will run from October 2015 until October 2018. The role of EURORDIS in this project is to represent people living with a rare disease and coordinate the project's external and internal communication, ensuring the coherence of the project and the link to the rare disease community. EURORDIS also needs to elaborate the state-of-the-art on social care provision for people living with a rare disease. In order to facilitate the creation of the future European network of resource centers for rare diseases and the exchange of good practices between social centers, a meeting was held at Göteborg in Sweden, and it had a steering committee from Agranska Sweden, Frambo Norway, and Noro Romania. It will continue to develop, and the first meeting will be on November 22nd in Brussels. Resource centers for rare disease are a one-shop style service specifically designed for people living with a rare disease. A European network of resource centers for rare diseases will be creating during the Enough Care project. We will be back in a few minutes. Till then, let's listen to some good music.
Don't be afraid, it's only dark till the world turns round. Just don't look down if you're afraid of the higher ground. Hold on to me and let me hold on to you. We don't look back, we'll let it slide out of view. And we can make it if we break out beyond these clouds. We'll be standing out in the sun.
A case manager is a form of integrated service at an individual level. The case manager coordinates the services for the user, especially for users facing complex and long-term needs. Recently, the Noro Center received a visit from the Social Innovation in Austria in order to understand more about how we work at Noro and at the national level and to see how to develop the pilot study at Noro in Salaj County, Romania. It is an interesting and complex project, and Radio Noro will talk more about this in the next 24 months. But for the moment, let's hear some of the impressions from the Austrian team.
So I'm Juliet Chang. I work for the Center for Social Innovation in Austria, in Vienna. It's a social research institute. It's private, so it's not funded from the government. How I came to the InnovCare project, or how to came to rare diseases, I started working in the InnovCare project because I work on research. And there's a very big research element of the project because we're evaluating how case management can improve the quality of life of rare disease patients. So we're doing the evaluation of the case management program that will be implemented in InnovCare project. So it's my first kind of contact with rare diseases, but I'm getting to learn quite a lot that I didn't know before. So I'm very excited about how the project's going to run.
Hello, I'm Nicole Gruber. I'm from the Center of Social Innovation in Austria, in Vienna. We are a research institute and we are not belonging to the university, so it's something separate. And I'm working on the InnovCare project to improve the quality of life of patients living with rare diseases. And in this project, there's a research aspect, and I'm helping at the evaluation package, but also I'm working at the upscaling. So we try to bring the model and the pilot that we are developing here in Romania to other contexts and to other countries, and to see how it can work. And yeah, I'm also new to the field of rare diseases, but I have a background in social policy, so I have. Kind of strong knowledge in like social systems and health systems, and this helps with the upscaling.
How do you find the meeting and the fact that now you know better how we work here in Romania? What do you think about it?
It would help a lot, especially with the upscaling, because we have a clearer picture of like what are your tasks, what are you doing at Noro, and also kind of a clearer image like what are the social systems and health systems in Romania, and like what might be problems and how can we work together to improve that. And I'm really impressed by the work you're doing at Noro.
Some information about the rare diseases field. Rarity and complexity of rare diseases brings added challenges for social care and for social inclusion, but there is a lack of data on what are the actual challenges and to which degree. Transfer of expertise between the medical sector and the social local care providers is key, but there is an overall lack of coordination to make this happen. possible solutions, case handling services, resource centers for rare diseases, one-stop shop guidance for services for rare diseases currently existing in 12 countries. But there is a lack of data on the cost efficiency of these services and on their social impact, and therefore there is a resistance from authorities to fund these services. What do we expect from enough care? More data to support our advocacy work, patients and families' social challenges, and the current state of social care provision. Social impact and economic impact of social managers, what changes for patients after accessing this service, how much it costs and how much it saves. Roadmaps to support the implementation of social reforms using care handlers. Exchanges of good practices between existing resource centers which gather a huge amount of experience and run training programs for professionals who deal with the patients, social workers, teachers and employees. More about the project implementation will be available here at the Planet of Rare Diseases in the next months. I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I invite you again next week for the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.